Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast.
Welcome to Mixtape Theology. I'm Dr. Ashley, and I'm glad that you have joined me for this bonus podcast of Mixtape Theology. Here at Mixtape Theology, we love talking about 90s contemporary Christian music, dig into the lyrics of some of our favorite songs, look at the theology of those songs, see how we've grown in our theology over the last two or three decades. Also, we love to get nostalgic, think about what we were doing, what we were saying, what we were thinking, what we were wearing, and how ridiculous sometimes it all looked, laugh at ourselves a little bit, and absolutely have fun doing all this together. Today is a fun one for sure, as yes, it's a bonus podcast, and from time to time, we love to do podcasts and share things that many of our followers on social media have shared with us, and we will do posts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all our followers respond, and it's fun to share some of our favorite responses to the questions or the posts that we have as you interact with us. So that's what we're going to do today. And so recently we had a post where we asked you all to tell us why you love 90 CCM without telling us you love 90 CCM. I just want to tell you, we had over 200 responses to this across our social media platforms. Here's some of our favorites. Josh Below, he said that he has a tattoo on his big fat belly that says Jesus saves in a typical tattoo green. If you said that to somebody, they're probably going to know really quick that you love 90 CCM. And, you know, I'll say, I mean, when it comes to that tattoo on your big fat belly and tattoo green, who doesn't, right? Hey, David Martin said, whenever someone says they have a big house, I instinctively ask if they have lots and lots of room. Yep, that's a telltale sign that you love 90 CCM and bring the football. All right, David and Krista Johnson, they said this to tell that they are a 90s lover of 90s contemporary Christian music. Their best friend was born in a manger. There you go. We know exactly what you're talking about. Kendall Fontenot, well, he said that he still misses Goldie. Only a lover of 90 CCM and a PFR fan would know about Goldie's last days. David Dizon, he said, hey man, where's my water buffalo? And I'll respond, and my hairbrush. Juan P. Sierra said, we have a school at our church. As I'm coming in today, I hear the children playing immediately, and my mind goes to Jars of Clay. Yes, Juan. Man, I think about that original album, their debut album, 95, I believe, Jars of Clay, and the song He. You hear those children playing on the playground at the beginning of that song, and it's just a familiar sound. Daniel Elliott, he wants to show that he is a lover of 90 CCM by saying, hey, Judgment House is this weekend at my church. Well, we did those at our church too. And, you know, it's funny, we have brought that up on our social media, and there's a lot of people that follow us that do not know what that is. So it maybe depends on what church you're part of, what part of the country, but they were like these alternatives to haunted houses, and you would go in, usually there would be a story, one person, or maybe two people would die in a car wreck, like two teenagers, and so the church would put on this just gigantic drama, interactive thing where people go through different rooms of the church, and so the kids are in the car wreck, one's a Christian, one's not, and one goes to heaven, one goes to hell, and you follow and you go through a hell scene, and you know, you turn the lights down in that room and you have it real hot and you have spooky music, and this is the kid that didn't accept Jesus. Then you go into the heaven scene and maybe you got Handel's Messiah or Michael W. Smith, Agnes Dei, and somebody that looks like Jesus and flowers and beauty, and then you have the plan of salvation. That was the judgment house, and there's all kinds of storylines. So yeah, thank you for that one, Daniel. Brings back a lot of memories. Megan Allison Bryson asked the question, who's in the house? JC, we know exactly what you're talking about there. Winston Murdoch, well, he knows what the fifth conspiracy is, and it has nothing to do with the X-Files. Yes, that's a reference to Third Day. Steve Hogan, oh, Steve, you went to a concert and your tickets were front pew center. I've been to many a concert where it's wherever you get. When you get there, you know, you get there 2 hours early and it's in a church, so you get that front pew seat. Yep, actually, we still do those at our church, even though we have chairs and not pews. But yeah, if you're sitting front pew center, you probably went to a concert at a church in the 90s. Johnny Gamble, well, he responded by saying, okay, which 144 CD book should we look through? Well, there's the A through G, Avalon through Guardian. There's the H through M, Javelina Rail Company through Magdalene. Or then you get the N through the T, Newsboys through Tamplin, or U through Z. That's probably a, you know, a much smaller notebook of CDs. Uthanda through Zion. Yeah, I bet a lot of you still have those CD books packed with all your 90s CCM CDs. Shanna Villa, she said that she likes to dance with the dinosaurs. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, Shauna, because you like to live your life with conscience and conviction. Oh, man. Heaven in the Real World is still just right up there with my top, my favorite Stephen Curtis Chapman album. And then the best response that we got was from Donnie Buford, and he really brought it with as many references to 90 CCM. If he walked in and said this, we would know a lot about Donnie Buford. If he walked in the room and said, although I'm never going to be as big as Jesus, I am a Jesus freak who will shine and surrender all, even after the rain, God is in control. I will fall on my knees. I will pray, please, Lord, undo me. Flood my heart with your consuming fire. My only hope, help me find my place in this world and bring me back to the basics of life. No one owns my heart but you, Lord. Please start a revolution in me, and thank you for this great adventure. Donnie, thanks for that. We say saddle up to you. And, man, this has been a lot of fun. If you enjoyed this podcast, check out others here at Mixtape Theology. We have fun bonus ones like today's, or there are serious ones where we dig into the depths of some of our favorite songs or even interview artists, writers. So go check it out. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And hey, God bless. We'll see you soon, Jesus freaks.
The Mixtape Theology Podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.